A lawsuit by the Milwaukee branch of the NAACP and Voces de la Frontera includes 40 sworn affidavits by people who argue the new voter ID law would burden their right to vote and possibly prevent them from voting. Many are described as highly motivated voters, like one man who spent more than 10 hours and nearly $40 getting the Social Security card and birth certificate he needed to obtain a state-issued photo ID. The lawsuit argues that thousands of others who try to do the same thing closer to Election Day will be disenfranchised. Attorney Richard Sachs says his clients wanted a judge to know that this is not a theoretical argument.
We're letting him see that for scores of thousands of voters, they're not going to be able to vote under this act, under this law.
Sachs is asking Dane County Circuit Judge David Flanagan for a temporary injunction to block the law before Wisconsin's February 21st primary. That's the first election when voter ID is scheduled to be fully in effect. Sachs says an injunction would be an extraordinary step, but a necessary one.
The fact that a voter would be denied the right to vote in an election would be irreparable harm that could not be remediated, and a person could not be compensated. We're not going to go back and do that election. That's a permanent deprivation of a very important constitutional right.
The NAACP lawsuit is one of three that have been filed against the voter ID law. Republicans argue most voters already have acceptable state-issued IDs, and those who don't have ample options for getting one. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.